Well, say if a pretty good-sized tree blew down around here, what could people use nowadays for cutting it up?
Handsaw and power saw.
Power saw.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a power saw called by any other name?
No.
Do people ever call it a chainsaw?
A what? Chainsaw. Well, that's a power, another form of a power saw, isn't
same
it?
Thing.
Yeah, that's what I call a chainsaw, a power saw.
I see.
In other words, where you're not working itself, that's what I would call a power saw.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, artificial help.
Yeah, right. Mechanical. I see. I want to ask you about different parts of a wagon. See if you've ever heard of the
tongue.
Now what is that? Is that the...
That's the thing that you hitch the animals to.
Uh-huh.
And shaft. Shaft is for one animal. A tongue is for two animals.
I see.
See, here's a tongue and an animal on each side. And shaft is one animal with the shafts around it.
I see. Well, on a wagon, what would you call the thing that the traces come back and attach to?
Single tree, double tree.
A double tree. I see. Well, say on a wagon wheel, right in the middle of the wheel. You call
fifth that, wheel? Isn't that a fifth wheel?
Well, I'm just talking about any old wagon wheel. Right in
the hub?
The hub of the wheel.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call the outside edge of the wagon wheel?
The tie?
I see. Now, is that somehow put together in sections, or is it
one
single piece?
The wooden part is in sections, but the tie is metal, heavy metal.
Is there any particular name for those sections?
No, I can't tell. I don't know that.
Have you ever heard the term fillet used?
No, I'm not that familiar with it.
I see. Say if when a farmer is getting ready to plant,
yeah,
when he breaks the ground,
yeah, he harrows it. After he plows it, he harrows it.
What's it? Is a harrow a type of plow?
No. Harrow is something that has prongs that smooths the ground out and collects any stalks that have been left from a previous crop.
One other thing about a wagon that I wanted to ask you: what do you call the thing that the wheels turn on?
Axle.
That's the axle. I see. You may have seen these things. Carpenters usually use them. They're wooden frames. The ends of them are shaped kind of like the letter A.
A sawbuck.
Sawbuck. I see. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Oh, man, no.
Sawhorse?
Is that a
horse, yeah.
Sawhorse.
There's a horse, a sawhorse.
So a sawbuck and
a yes, I would call it that.
I see.
And that's another thing different localities. I've always known it as a sawbuck.
Sawbuck.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen any type of frame that was shaped like an X that you could put, say, a log right in the middle of?
Oh, yes, that's another thing. That's what I call a sawbuck, too.
You call that a sawbuck?
Yeah.
Actually.
Now, that is different locality. That's where you have logs and things like that to cut. And then you have a sawbuck that's flat, you know, where you... So, as I say, you got different expressions there, different localities.
Well, back when men used to shave with straight razors, what did you call the thing that they sharpened?
Strop.
Strop. I hear that, I understand that children used to get whipped with those things.
Oh, you know it. You know it. Look, do you hear what he said to children? I bet he went through it.
Mm-hmm.
It came out on that one.
Well, the boys did, but the girls didn't.
Say, what would you call the thing that, well, say if you were going to go hunting with a shotgun,